From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston. In this weekly update, the Affordable Care Act.
Hi there, excuse me. My name's Jacob Fenston, and I'm a reporter at the public radio station here at KBIA, and I'm just doing a sort of quick informal survey about what people think about health care reform.
I don't like it.
I'm not too fond of it.
Well, I kind of have a negative opinion.
Unfavorable. Yeah, very unfavorable.
I approve it, you know, because that's the best they could do. But I feel like they can do so much more, you know, it's ridiculous.
It's all been screwed up for a long time anyway, so this is probably going to be not much better. It may be worse.
There can be no doubt where the people of Missouri are on the individual mandate to purchase health insurance that is at the heart of what I call the federal health control law.
Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has never been shy about his opposition to health reform. And he's right. Missourians aren't in love with Obamacare. A year ago, voters here registered their discontent, voting 71% in favor of a state law symbolically opting out of health reform.
I acted 1 month before Missourians voted on the Health Care Freedom Act.
Kinder is one of dozens of conservative officials around the country who have been lining up to take the first legal swing at Obamacare in the courts. Now, as early as next week, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide which of those legal challenges they'll hear.
Thank you, Your Honor.
A sort of preview of the arguments facing the Supreme Court came at a recent hearing in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals. Kinder's case had been tossed out earlier. He appealed and went back to court last month. Here's Kinder's lawyer, Thomas Hearn.
The federal government simply does not possess the power that is that far-reaching to compel individuals not active in commerce to enter commerce and to purchase a specific product.
This is one of the main arguments that could spell doom for health reform. Congress passed the law based on its power to regulate buying and selling. But what about Peter Kinder, who may not want to buy or sell? Can't he opt out? Federal lawyers say no. Everybody ends up needing health care eventually. Beth Brinkman, representing the feds.
Today, we could get hit by a bus and have astronomical expenses that very few of us could ever afford.
What makes this lawsuit a little unusual is that Kinder is not filing on behalf of the state, like officials in Virginia or Florida, but as an individual citizen.
He currently has insurance.
But Kinder argues the Affordable Care Act will hurt everyone.
It will generally hurt the quality of all of our health care, mine included.
Even if the case doesn't make it to the Supreme Court, it probably hasn't hurt Kinder's political career. Are you running for governor in 2012?
I have not made that announcement. I have said that in the month of November that we began yesterday, I will be making an announcement about my 2012 plans.
For more health and wealth coverage, look us up on KBIA.org. There you can find my full interview with the Lieutenant Governor. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.